This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Honestly, forget the quarterbacks in this draft. It's all about Travis Hunter. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, yep. Andrew Perloff. He's the Heisman Trophy winner, Pearl, generational talent, which we throw around a little too much. But he's really, you know, head and shoulders above even generational quarterbacks or generational pass rushers because he's trying to do something that no one has ever done, which is play a full-time schedule on offense and defense in the NFL.
Yeah, it's well, maybe in the 20s they were doing this, but right. You know what? If Shohei could come along, yeah. Shohei Ohtani can come along and change baseball, I think Travis Hunter could do this. Deion did it a little bit. Devin Hester did it a little bit. It never really translated. I feel like the fact that Travis Hunter did this so extensively in college makes him an exception, and I think he's ready to go. He's so unique, too. We saw him walking around Media Row at the Super Bowl. The guy is like one gigantic muscle. He's like a fast twitch machine just walking. He's so different. I feel like he's the total exception.
Okay, and it's cool to think that he's got this really high ceiling because he absolutely does. But forgive me, can he play a snap in the NFL first? Before I'm crowning him. And you know what?
Get out of here.
I think he should want it that way too, right? Because if I'm going in and I'm making some demands, and you know, his demands are not like, I don't think they're like, line in the sand. But he's saying, if you're not going to play me a full-time schedule on offense and defense, then don't draft me. I mean, how about saying whatever you need?
No way. Like, first of all, look at the teams. It's Tennessee, Cleveland, and New York Giants are the first three teams. You're lucky that he's even going to go to those teams. I would say, hey, you know what? Don't even draft me. I'd rather fall away. You guys, you're talking about terrible franchises.
Okay, but now you're talking about two different things. Well, is it one thing to say, I don't want to go to this team because I don't trust you at all? Or
it's another
to say, I don't want to go there because you're not going to do exactly as I say. Those are two different things.
Well, my point is, if the Kansas City Chiefs say, this is how we think we should develop you, then as a player, I'm listening. But if the New York Giants or the Cleveland Browns are telling me that, I'm like, you know what? I'd rather just go somewhere else.
Then just say, I don't want to go there, you know? But here's the thing. If you can end up getting to one of those teams, like you say, and if it's Kansas City or say it's the Ravens or someone like that has a lot of cachet, well, they could say, you know what? We're not going to do this. And then what is he going to say? It feels like he really wants this no matter what. So even if it is the Ravens or the Chiefs or a really good team, the 49ers or your Eagles, I think he wants this thing.
You're probably right.
To me, it's kind of me first, to be honest.
But it's a different calculus if it's a great team. I mean, a team, if he thinks he could win a Super Bowl, but he's going to be a top draft pick. All the teams that are at the top of the draft need wide receivers and cornerbacks. Like, he's entering a team with nothing on either side of the ball. Most likely. So it just feels like it's a perfect match. Say Tennessee, who sits number one.
Okay.
They could play him on every play and he'd be the best player on both units.
So here's the thing, though, where I'm having a little bit of a disconnect. Because I feel like this is at least how it's coming off to me. And I don't want to mischaracterize Travis Hunter here because I think he is, I'm rooting for him and I want to watch it. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But are you saying that I need to put my individual goals before the team goal? So like, I'll go to a bad team. I'll go to the Cleveland Browns. I'll go to some crappy team that's going to be a revolving door coach and GM and have no direction and terrible ownership if you let me do my thing.
No, but his thing, he thinks I can help the team more by doing this. It's not about his personal glory. He's not going to want to sit on the bench for either time. He's going to want to go out there to help the team.
Okay, and help, but you helping the team, you know, if you're going to play full-time offense and defense and expose yourself to more injury risk, then you're not helping us. Then you're putting your own needs. Like, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of guys who are so super competitive, they want to be out there on offense and defense, but they don't get a chance to do it. You don't just get everything you want because you say you want it.
Yeah,
you have to earn it.
But I do think that in this case, he's saying, I really think I could help these teams a lot more. Kind of like LeBron wanting to play 82 games in the era of load management.
Sure.
I think that some guys are just like, well, I understand the injury risk, but I just put me out there. And he was a bit of an exception. The guy, he's definitely different in the sense, I remember Colorado, he played every down. He was never tired.
He did get hurt first year, though.
Was he really? I felt I think it's partly because he had the altitude advantage, but I felt like he was. I don't feel like fatigue was a huge issue for him.
No, it's not, but the Big 12 is also not the NFL.
Right, but he's just like, he's a unicorn in college. I feel like it is a fair projection to say he's going to be a unicorn in the NFL.
855-212-4227. Okay, so we're asking you, can Travis Hunter be successful if he's playing both offense and defense full time? Also want to get to some news today, which is Travis Kelce. Manny, let's hear the cut. Here he is, Pat McAfee show, talking about what's in store for the upcoming season.
Message was, my dog, !! Source
says
I'm coming back for sure. Gonna try and get to the best shape I've been this offseason and get back to the mountaintop. Got a real bad taste in my mouth with how I played in that last game and how I got the guys ready for battle. I can't go out like that.
Which was exactly what I said the day after the Super Bowl. I'm like, Travis Kelce is not retiring off of a game when he had, what was it, 3 yards? Like it was so not, you know, representative of what his entire career has been. So I did not think that he was going to retire. He's not retiring. And is it the most Travis Kelce thing ever that he would start a text message, my dog, !!
Let a naysayer know.
If he had sent a regular text message like, hey, how's it going? Yeah. I would have been shocked. My dog.
I think actually the most Travis Kelce thing is the other day I saw this clip of him explaining how there's a Taylor Swift song to match every mood, including after they lost. He had queued up all the Taylor Swift lines. He's so Travis Kelce. It's unbelievable.
!!
But you know what about
exclamation
that quote?
!!
Was he not in good shape last year? That's kind of how I read that. I was like, whoa.
I think there was a little bit of an admission there. That,
geez.
And listen, people said it, that he looked like he was out of shape and maybe was focused on, you know, a lot of other things in the offseason.
Like that heavy travel.
Touring with Taylor. And then also some of the TV shows and stuff that he was doing.
Right,
I think the question, though, about not just Travis, but about the Chiefs.
My dog.
If he's a focal point of the offense, can they win another Super Bowl? Right? Like, for so long, Perloff, he's been the number one option.
Yeah.
He can't be the number one option anymore. That we learned. Unless he's going to get himself into some ridiculous shape, and I don't know. But if you look at all the numbers and the way that they're trending, they're all trending down.
Yep.
And the biggest one and the most glaring one is yards after the catch. So he's still having like the average depth of target, if you will, the A-dot. That's basically the same, but it's the yards after the catch that has just fallen dramatically. He's not able, or at least last year, he wasn't able to get away from guys. So,
well, I think also part of that is because Mahomes is passing it quicker. So they're just throwing a lot of crappy short passes that everyone except Worthy's like getting nowhere. I mean, all Mahomes' throws are shorter. And I understand like that you're saying that it's the after the catch. But
same average depth of target was 6.4 last year, or 6.7 in 2023 and 6.4 this year.
But the difference is 5 years ago, those safeties were way, way, way back because they were worried about getting burned over the top. Now the safeties are standing right next to Travis Kelce when he catches it. Like, the Chiefs have become so predictable on offense. I think that's a function of everybody's moving up to the line because they're just a short passing team. So I think that there's no room for Kelce. You saw it in the Eagles game. Like, there was nowhere to operate.
So how's he going to impact this team in a meaningful way? I mean, he still gets first downs for them, so I don't want to take that away. But he got 133 targets last year. Yeah. That's right aligned with his average. I don't think you can have Travis Kelce getting targeted 133 times, 140. His highs are like 155 when he was really at his peak, and think that you're going to win a Super Bowl.
Why not? Well, I don't understand. Like, of course they could win a Super Bowl with him there.
No, but as you're not just him there. I'm saying him as like your number one or number two option.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think
they can.
Gives you that anymore.
Well, if they could just protect Mahomes, if they get a left tackle, then all of a sudden all these weapons are back in play. But they really need, I mean, obviously, like you're talking about a world where the Chiefs fix their O-line. And then if that happens and Kelsey's effective again, Rashee Rice is coming back, all ships raise. And I think Kelce could get right back to where he was 2 years ago because the problem was Mahomes didn't have any faith in his line this year.
Mahomes' passer rating when throwing to Travis Kelce last year was 107 and this year was 83. Like, you got to fix the offensive line, but I think we're also just seeing the end of Kelce's career, are we not? There are also four interceptions on passes that were intended for Travis Kelce. It's never been that high.
I'm definitely happy he's returning if I'm a Chiefs fan, though, because otherwise you're going to really have to put a lot of faith in Noah Gray. You need a starting tight end in that offense, and he's fine.
No, it's not about him just coming back. That's fine. I'm not saying, listen, Travis Kelce has earned to be able to come back. And I'm not saying he's a glorified mascot anymore either. I'm just saying if he's your first or second option, I don't know if that's necessarily a winning formula for the Chiefs at his age.
But it was this year. Like, he didn't do anything this year. He had 800 yards in the regular season.
Still had 133 targets.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, and the Chiefs did fine. I mean, they got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but in two out of the three playoff games they played in, he was pretty much not a factor.
Yeah, they scored their season high 32 points in one of those games. So I think they're still with Kelce. Say he gets 133 targets next year. Same thing. Like, they're right there. Like, I feel like they're still a Super Bowl team, even though they look so bad in the last game. And I think Kelce could still be really effective.
No one asked Kelce about the sickness thing that Brett Veach, the general manager, brought up when he did an interview with NFL Network. He said, you know, I'm not making excuses, but Travis was dealing with a lot of illness, and nobody has brought that up to him. Like, I listened to the Kelce podcast, the latest one. They didn't even mention it. 855-212-4227. George is in L.A., wants to talk about Matthew Stafford's future. George, we learned that apparently there's a contract that would be agreeable between the Raiders and Stafford. Still don't know about the draft compensation yet for the Rams side, but what do you think?
Yeah, I give it a 75% chance that Stafford and Kupp as a package deal go to the Raiders. And I also predict that Aaron Rodgers and Adams might be a package deal to the Rams if they get Aaron Rodgers on the cheap. And Sean McVay said that he's happy with Jimmy G. If he has to start at quarterback, he has no problem with that. And that's just my prediction. It's probably going to happen unless there's an 11-hour deal where they re-sign Stafford. But right now, I think he's going to the Raiders.
George, you're putting it, what do you say, 70%?
75%.
Perloff, are you as confident? Thank you, George. Are you as confident? 75%. That's high.
No, I think there's some issues with dead cap in the Rams that kind of bring that back. Like, if they trade Stafford, then they're hurting their cap. So I think this might take a while to sort out in that sense. 75, it just feels way too high for me.
I mean, I think the Raiders have a good chance. 50% is where I would put it.
Right. I mean, are you saying less than 50% he's not a Ram, or less than 50% particularly the Raiders?
Less than 50% he's not a Ram.
Yeah.
Although, I think he's going to be a Ram.
If he wasn't a Ram, let me ask you this. Well, give me a percentage between, let's give two teams, the Giants and the Raiders. How would you handicap that?
I mean, I think the Giants are probably a little more desperate. So maybe I would give them the nod. And I don't think that Stafford would say, all right, I'm just going to retire. I don't think that's on the table. I think he wants to play. So maybe I'd give it to the Giants because their coach and their GM are like an eyelash away from both getting fired, whereas all the Raider people just got hired.
I would go eyelash towards, I'd go 60-40 Raiders because the coach is so old. It's closer to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit being, now I'm suckered into the skiing story, too. So I'd go 60-40 Raiders over Giants. Although, and also George has influenced me. He's pretty smart about this stuff. 75% Raiders.
75 is high. Also, but,
and I also, I totally agree with your percentage. I think still 50% or better that he's a Ram.
Yeah, I would say that. How about the Jimmy G stuff? Like, when I heard that and Diana Rossini reported it, and I'm not doubting her reporting, that the Rams are saying we're totally fine going into the season with Jimmy G, I can't get there. I cannot buy that.
Aren't you dazzled by the looks? No, I'm just kidding. But why not Jimmy? Jimmy G's proven he can win a lot in this league. Like, a lot.
Yeah, but that was a while ago. You know?
Not that. I mean, the San Francisco was 2 years ago. It was 2022. And he was awesome.
And then he got hurt.
Then he got hurt. Right. I know, he gets hurt a lot.
And the Brock Purdy legend began, but we're talking about when he was in the Super Bowl now was quite a long time ago. And he literally got benched in Las Vegas and almost got Davante Adams murdered, according to Davante Adams.
But again, can't you look and say, well, maybe that was a franchise. McVay and Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, they have this way of resuscitating quarterbacks. They basically brought Sam Darnold back to life. They're trying to bring Carson Wentz back to life.
No, the 49ers brought Sam Darnold back to life.
I said Kyle Shanahan and McVay. Yeah. Those guys, like, they think they can take middling quarterbacks and make them great. And I think that's what McVay is thinking with Jimmy G. He's like, well, I've seen him be good with Shanahan in the past. I can probably make him pretty good, too.
But I don't know if he can stay healthy, number one. And two, I don't want him hurting Puka Nacua. You're going to give him these hospital balls or whatever that Davante Adams was talking about? I don't love it.
I think Sean McVay is a little smarter at this kind of thing than whatever was going on the Raiders was the Raiders. But
than Josh McDaniels?
Yes, definitely. He was 13-3 in 2019 as a Niners quarterback, Jimmy G. He was 7-3 in 2022. The guy can win a lot of football games. I don't totally understand how.
You don't think they'd bring in Aaron Rodgers? I don't think they're just going to go into the season like, hey, Jimmy G, we're going to win the division. I don't know.
I mean, maybe they. I don't think it's a no-brainer because I think they'd be worried about Aaron Rodgers' health, too. I think Jimmy G would be an option there.
You look like you want to say something about Jimmy G.
The only thing about Jimmy G that I keep thinking about is if the Shanahan tree loved him so much, why were they trying to get rid of him every chance they got, right?
Oh, they made it awkward.
Trey Lance and then Brock Purdy came in. They were like, out of here, son. Like, they you know.
They wouldn't let him go to meetings.
It felt like, in the way they talked about him, it felt like, yeah, we could win kind of in spite of him. And then if that's what the Rams are thinking, that's not exciting to me for the Rams' future. Like, okay, so they get Jimmy G and he plays respectable football. I mean, okay, you win 9 games next year.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you were 20 yards away from the NFC Championship game last year.
But this is a team really who has a 37-year-old Matthew Stafford's like, we don't need him anymore. I'm saying, like,
I think that's ridiculous, too. I agree.
Yeah, I know. It's in the same vein of ridiculous.
And that's kind
of
why I'm not as in the, McVay won a Super Bowl, so he's a little different. But, like, sometimes the love for the Shanahan tree, I look at these guys and I'm like, have you guys won enough to just think that you can play with any quarterback and just win with anybody? Like, it's I don't know. It's a little weird to me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that maybe affected me. Kyle Shanahan had, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sam Darnold, right? He was the Niner. I keep forgetting where
he was. He's a backup, but he barely played.
Shanahan said, people don't understand. Darnold is way better than you think. He's actually could be the next Steve Young. And then he went to Minnesota. I know it ended terribly, but he was way better than we thought. So I do feel like Shanahan and McVay can sometimes see a quarterback that fits their style of offense a little better than what the quarterback looks like elsewhere. I do think they can resuscitate these guys.
But is it one thing, though, to be winning regular season games and then another when the competition gets really stiff? Because Sam Darnold played against the Rams, and it was a bloodbath.
Yeah, but still, Sam Darnold was way above everybody's expectation.
But at the end of the day, though, can you win a Super Bowl with these kind of guys, right? Like, I think in some ways it's a little, like, it's a little bizarre to think, well, I can win with them, but when I watch the guys that are winning Super Bowls, is either the super teams or the teams like the Eagles or the teams that have quarterbacks that are game changers, not game managers, as Cam Newton said.
The Rams have a guy they know can win a Super Bowl, and they're like, we don't even want you.
Right, and that's the thing. That's, to me, it's like there's arrogance to that. Like, they could not win with Jared Goff, And they said, we need a better guy. We have this great system, but you know what? A game manager didn't work. We need to get a game changer. So they got Matthew Stafford. They won a Super Bowl. Now they say, no, we need to go back to the Jared Goff thought process. What is that? What sense does that make?
I don't know. Yeah, like this entire 2 weeks has been dedicated to this bizarre move of the Rams not paying Matthew Stafford.
I'm telling you, you were right when you said it kind of offhand last hour, but his price is going up and up and up. I think this is kind of stupid for the Rams. Maybe they should have just negotiated with him straight,
right,
as opposed to letting him, you know, go to so crap teams, or right now kind of crappy teams like the Raiders and the Giants can jack up the price.
Yeah,
like,
why did they even
a terrible negotiating strategy.
Right. Why did they say go out to the market? Like, what did they think the market was going to tell him? He was awesome in the last game he played. Of course the market wants to pay him.
And there's no quarterbacks in the draft this year outside of Shador and Cam, unless you think Jackson Dart or someone else is really going to raise their stock. But like, yep. People are desperate for QBs.
The Rams want to rebuild. I mean, they want to rebuild. They want to get young. That's the clear
answer.
They're
already young.
But they want to get young on both sides of the ball. They're letting. I wouldn't even say it's a no-brainer like Cooper Kupp walk. Cooper Kupp was awesome in the last few games. So they just want to get young.
855-212-4227. What are the Rams thinking? Also, we're asking you today, Travis Hunter, can he be successful in the NFL if he's playing a full-time schedule on both offense and defense? Is that going to work? 855-212-4227. We got a joke yesterday from the new Cowboys coach. Yucking it up. Play it for you next.
My dog.
This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Hit it, Manny.
The Cup Series heads to the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Christopher Bell looks to make back-to-back wins after winning at Atlanta last week, but William Byron is the defending champion at the 3.5-mile track. The green flag waves on Sunday at 3:30 Eastern.
Fantastic job.
Dang, I could have... But that could have been part of my San Antonio road trip that keeps on getting pushed back. A NASCAR race in Austin would have been amazing.
We got to make this happen. Have you ever been to a NASCAR race? We've talked about this.
I have not.
Oh, I have. It is a phenomenal experience. It's one of those things, like a lot of sports, where watching it on TV and watching in person just feel like two completely different experiences. Like, I love watching the NFL on TV. I feel very satisfied watching the NFL on TV. You go to a NASCAR race, I've been to Homestead a couple times, and you got the headphones on, and I've been lucky enough to be able to walk, you know, kind of in the back where all the trailers are, and you feel like you're in a completely different experience than watching on TV. High recommend if anyone's never been to a NASCAR race. Bogus is here with headlines for us.
My dog.
Thanks. Vintage Steph Curry last night in Orlando.
Pajewski out to Curry. Pump fake. Fly by. Three ball. Got it with the buzzer sounding. The shot clock was winding down. It's his 12-3 of the night. He's got a 52-point game. More importantly, the Warriors lead by 5.
Tim Roy on Warriors Radio.
I'm the petty king.
Might be more important that Curry finished with 56 with those 12 threes. In the third quarter, Curry scored 22 points. All of the Magic scored 21.
Z.
That's not
dribble.
What I wanted to play next. You're supposed to hear Steph Curry say that he was good.
And nope.
He was good. Moving on.
I don't have a Steph Curry impersonation, or else I'd try to kick save and beauty help
no
you there.
No, thanks. They won the
I
game.
I gave you the night-night on the stream.
That's all we got.
Night-night to this update.
What was the cut supposed to be?
Maybe Steph Curry number two?
I didn't have too much going in the first quarter, but once you see a
roommates.
Couple go down, juices start flowing and the rim grows and just keep shooting and just having fun with it.
Lots of fun. Warriors, again, they won the game 121-115 over the Magic. Their win streak is now 5. LeBron, 33 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists, 21-13-5 from Luka. The Lakers down the T-Wolves, 111-102. Kyrie scored 25 in the Mavs, 103-96 home win over the Hornets. And now, your Zion highlight.
Z maintains the dribble. Sizing up Richards again.
That's what he wants.
Right shoulder down, lefty layup.
That's
good.
What he wants. He sees Nick Richards, and it's like, let me eat.
Oh, my goodness.
I love when former players, like, that's what he wants. He's got him. He's got him where he wants him.
That's Pelicans Radio. Zion, his first career triple-double, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, and a 124-116 win in Phoenix. Those Suns have now dropped 7 of 8.
Is that bad?
It is. Greg Popovich will not coach the Spurs again this season. He did visit the team yesterday for the first time since suffering a stroke in November. The meeting reportedly emotional, partly because the physical effects of the stroke apparently visible, with Popovich now in the room with the guys. It's actually in about the 9th paragraph of this story that the Las Vegas Review-Journal says the Raiders and Matthew Stafford have found some common ground on a contract if the Rams were to trade the QB to Vegas, and that, of course, remains non-guaranteed. Travis Kelce says he is playing this coming season, partly to get the bad taste out of the Super Bowl, all the Super Bowl out of his mouth.
You jabroni!
And the Buccaneers are reinstating John Gruden to their Ring of Honor. He was removed following his email scandal. Then this forgiveness apparently set in motion when Lane Kiffin talked about his dad Monty's belief in second chances when the Bucs celebrated Monty's life last year. The Glazers then hosted Gruden and his wife at a game in November.
He's coaching again, right? I mean, is this just another, like, domino where, it, you know, he's got to getting past that email scandal that cost him his job in Las Vegas? And, you know, we get 7 coaching openings per season, basically. We don't think John Gruden's going to probably get hired next
year?
Well,
are you sure it's the NFL? What about a college job?
I think he probably would already had a college job if he wanted one.
Well, like a major one, like Tennessee or something. I don't know. I think you're right, but he's 61, so
right, perfect got, age.
Yeah,
I was he could be Carol's son.
If it's kind of got to happen soon rather than later, but I don't think you're wrong.
No, I think he's coming back, and I don't know if he's going to be any good.
Oh, that'd be a massive mistake if someone hires him. He was. We talk about all the other issues with John Gruden. We forget he was a terrible head coach with the Raiders, and he's kind of been mid for a long time. Like, that Super Bowl with the Bucks was a long time ago. And not much after that.
Tony Dungy's guys. Exactly. I think the other part, too, is I want to know exactly what's true, Perloff, and I'm never going to get this information, but I want to know exactly what was true about how John Gruden was influencing the Raiders' drafts. Because it was him and Mike Mayock together. But there were stories that came out that Gruden would go rogue and he would want certain guys. Now, I don't know if that was everyone covering their behinds after they all got fired, but I need to know that because I don't know how great Gruden was at talent evaluation and would a team like give him that kind of unilateral power like the Raiders did once upon a time.
Well, you know, it's funny too, though. What about broadcasting? Because he was also the most successful broadcaster we've had. He was the highest paid employee at ESPN. He was a huge hit at Monday Night. How? I'm not quite sure because he was kind of rambling. But what? How about that? What do you think he could ever get a major broadcasting job again? Because we forget he was like the solid rock of Monday Night Football, believe it or not, even though he felt like he was watching a different game at times.
Man, we got Spider 2Y Banana.
Yeah. He would just say random plays out of nowhere.
I mean, he's with Barstool now. So
yeah.
I
so
guess.
And by the way, you knew who else had like Dion had the got kind of got. I don't know if he got booted from the NFL Network. He got too expensive. Then he went to Barstool and resuscitated some of his career. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. You're right. It does feel whatever the next job is, John Gruden's prospects have risen.
You can run.
Men's top 25 action last night. Number 15, Michigan, knocked down a buzzer-beating 3 to stun Rutgers 84-82. Number 23, St. Mary's, winning at Loyola Marymount 58-55. Women's number 1, Texas, surviving at Mississippi State 68-64. Number 5, UConn, handled number 22, Creighton 72-53 to claim its 5th consecutive Big East regular season title. Chicago White Sox left fielder Andrew Benintendi is out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken hand after getting hit by a pitch. And we began with vintage Curry. Now we finish with vintage Malkin.
Here come the Penguins. 2-on-1. Malkin near circle. Slows down. Shoots it. Scores! Evgeny Malkin! The overtime hero! And the Penguins take down the in-state rival. The Flyers are down.
2 goals, 2 assists, including that game winner from Malkin, the Pens 5-4 win over the Flyers. Guys, back to you.
Did you guys see this story, speaking of NFL coaches, about Jim Harbaugh? So you know this NFL Players Association survey that came out, Pearl, and
yep.
Coaches are, you know, are given grades. And Jim Harbaugh got a B+, okay? 22nd out of the 32 teams. But if you look a little closer at the evaluation, 55% of the Chargers players felt that head coach Jim Harbaugh is efficient with their time. And that's a rank of dead last. 32 out of 32. And I credit Pro Football Talk here because they connected some dots with an interview that they did with Mason Graham, the defensive lineman who played for Jim Harbaugh, won a title with Jim Harbaugh for the Wolverines. He said that Harbaugh devoted long portions of team meetings to recite Shakespeare. Quote, he gets a little quirky after he talks for a while. He just starts reading some Shakespeare stuff for 20 minutes, rambling on. He memorized the whole St. Crispin's speech, just kind of rambled on for almost 20 minutes. It was a little weird, but it's cool that he does that type of stuff. He's a different coach. I like him a lot.
I think that's why he kind of wears out his welcome. I think it's one of those things where that stuff works with maybe college kids and maybe for the first few NFL seasons, but like, not just necessarily with the players, but just with everybody, right? He seems the kind of guy that he's taking everybody's time, right? Like, you're the security guard. You're the guy who does the Gatorade.
Oh, right? Here comes Harbaugh.
Yeah, like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, pretend I'm on a phone call.
Maybe the first two conversations are kind of cool because, like, wow, this is Jim Harbaugh doing this. And then the 10th one, you're like, enough, guy. Enough. I don't want to hear about chickens or anything else you got.
And you're 4-12.
Also, I mean, Shakespeare. Anyone got any Shakespeare memorized?
To be or not to be? Yeah.
Well, that's one line.
I have a friend who performs the St. Crispin speech. That's a great speech.
How long is it, though?
I think like 3 minutes, because it'll get a crowd fired up. But I thought...
I'm going to plead ignorance on this one.
It'll get a crowd fired up?
Yeah, St. Crispin's is like...
low maintenance and high production.
Yeah, anyway, it's an incredible thing. I think it's about like a fallen soldier. But hey, what I thought you were like a Jim Harbaugh Uber fan. Like, you thought he was going to take the Chargers to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I was right. They at least made the playoffs. So I wasn't wrong about that and his impact in year one.
And by the way, what do you mean Harbaugh wears out his welcome? He's only done it once in the NFL, right? The Niners, but that was because the GM, Trent Baalke, and him didn't get along. So I feel like people blame Baalke a little bit more than Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it lasted maybe a lot longer at Michigan than it was ever intended to. Because remember, he actually was going on multiple interviews with NFL teams. He had to take a pay cut at one point.
He almost got fired from Michigan.
And like, then he ended up kind of obviously saving it big time at the end with
he
the
was
title.
There a long time, though.
7 years, I think.
He's Beast Herbert.
I think that doing that stuff at your alma mater where they kind of know you and it's different. I do wonder with this Charger thing how long he can be that guy.
Rambling on of Shakespeare speeches.
We all
know
that.
Chickens are low maintenance and high production.
We definitely know every office has that person that when they come down the hall, you're like, oh gosh, here's 15 minutes that are just gone, not getting these back.
Ours isn't here yet. I just checked. We're safe for now.
I think we have multiple. We got a lot of talkers around here. This is the problem at working at a sports talk radio place. Everyone's a talker. There are no shy violets here. It like comes with the territory. We're all yakety yakkers.
We all have that same interest, so that makes it hard too. Because you can't even pretend like you don't care what the person is saying. You do care. You do care what the Jets are going to do in the second round, but maybe you just don't want to hear from that person. Perloff, any thoughts?
Yeah, no. I have a unique. I've learned the ability since I started working here to tune everybody out. The second I hear Jets, Mets, that's I'm odd. Out.
Whenever Bogus starts reading his updates.
Yeah. What was that one? We were talking about Yari Curry in the last one.
Yeah. 80s Oilers. That's the Tekken it was mentioned too.
Yari I was. Curry. No. I hear you. That is a good point. I know exactly what EJ is talking about, and I'm going to abstain from this conversation.
I'm not asking you to name names. We all know who they are.
I'll name a name.
that's not going to be a satisfying
I think we need to go to break, guys, until like it'll be easiest for everybody if we just go to break and we don't name any names.
You think Zach Martin's listening and hear me say Zach Martin's name?
The audience doesn't know Zach well enough.
If they've been here long enough, they have, because he's made more than one appearance on the general morning window here.
What's your strategy for getting out of the conversation? Like when I first got, I don't say this delicately. Someone once gave me, there is an app where you can do a fake phone call. You hit
wow.
it. And guess what? It's actually so good that you can set it to be like, is this from your husband or your wife? And then there's like a voice that sounds like a muffled male or female voice.
After you pick up and say hello. Wow.
This thing is like legit. I've never used it. I don't have the stones.
I say, now I'm going back to every conversation that I had. You mean like how many have been ended with an urgent phone call?
It's funny that Andrew's always calling right when you get into your groove about talking about the Knicks.
Like Maggie, you don't understand. Stop with the minutes, police. Hold on. I got a phone call. I gotta go.
What's your strategy? Perloff's about to do a fake phone call on himself right now. Your name's on the show. I know you don't want to do these conversations, but sometimes you have to. What's your strategy for getting out of a conversation? You can't say turn your mic off.
I'm terrible at it. I don't have a strategy. I was actually going to look at that fake phone call thing. I don't have a strategy. I'm too nice a guy. I tend to attract talkers.
Well, with the guy
looking at me, you're like, what did I do?
I tend to be the guy who is at a dinner table and can't. I don't know how to get out of conversations. I'm awful at it.
Well,
you guys know what I mean, right? Like, there's certain. I mean, Maggie, I've seen you get pinned before too. It's hard.
I can't get out of the building.
Just go mute.
I mean, at Super Bowl, for example, we all, like, it's a big reunion of the industry, and, like, you know, oh, God, here comes this guy. And Maggie and I've seen both of us get caught in long conversations.
But that's once a year. Like, I can do that once a year.
Right, but my point is, like, it's a skill to get out of that, and it's a really hard skill to have. Right. I think I'm terrible at it. I don't think you have it either.
I do not.
I don't think anyone really has it. I think it's just how much you care. Mm-hmm. I think there are good people here, so I think that's why we don't actually...
You don't want to be rude.
Yeah, of course, right.
Just give them the good old dang, that's crazy.
I mean, I told you guys
Can
already.
Can you believe
that's,
it?
Mm-hmm. I told you guys, that's my thing. It's wow, that's crazy.
That's wild, bro.
Wow.
You say that to me all the time.
I know.
I'm going to start using that. It's going to sound a little weird coming from me. Like, wow, that's wild, bro.
Wow!
Folks, thanks so much. 855-212-4227. Okay, we will get to the Cowboys. Brian Schottenheimer cracking jokes yesterday at the Combine. It's M&P.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. All right, got an update for you from our pal Diana Rossini, Pearl. The Rams are set to meet with Matthew Stafford at their facility in person today regarding his future, according to sources. The Raiders and the Giants have discussed a 2-year contract for Stafford that includes $90 to $100 million guaranteed. A decision is expected soon. So did the Rams not go to the combine? Maybe McVay did not. Okay, so they're meeting with Stafford in L.A. today. They know that it's somewhere between 90 and 100 million is what the Giants and the Raiders wanted. Do you think the Rams match Stafford with that 90 to 100 guaranteed?
I mean, they have to, right? I feel like that's a reasonable price. I mean, I am not 100% convinced they will, but they should. I have a weird feeling that maybe this is a meet and say goodbye, like a little bit of that. But it doesn't make any sense. Like, $48 million, I'm averaging it out, is a bargain for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah,
you're paying Trevor Lawrence 55. Why would you not pay Stafford?
Yeah, Tua. I mean, I think that if it's $100 million guaranteed, I'm definitely doing it. But there's a big part of this puzzle that we still don't know yet, which is what could the Rams get for him? Like the draft compensation, doesn't that also, is it draft compensation? Is it picks and players? You know, what are the Giants and the Raiders really willing to part with here? I need to have that information if I'm the Rams.
But are you sure they don't know? Isn't that part of this process? Why would they not know? I can't the GM of the Rams call the GM of the Raiders and
say... Well, definitely. I think that's part of it. It's not just how much you're going to pay Stafford. That's one part of the equation if I'm the Rams. I also have to factor in, right, what am I getting?
Well, here's the thing. The Raiders reportedly will not give up the number 6 pick. So
yeah,
first rounder's out this year. I don't think they're giving up the first rounder next year. I think unless the Giants or the Raiders would have let it be known if a first rounder was on the table. And I don't know if they'd be meeting today if it was. So can't we assume they know? Don't you think they already know?
Yeah, I'm just saying that publicly, like, you know, that's it's not just the money. Because I think if it was just $100 million, this is signed, sealed, delivered. It's just you also have to wonder if you're the Rams. All right, what's behind door number 2 and what kind of draft compensation could I get? Right? Isn't that what they're thinking?
I don't know.
Or is it more just about not paying him?
I think it's about the money.
Yeah, all right. 855-212-4227.
Make it make sense. Like, I don't get it. He's 37. Why would they not be the team to spend the money? Why would the Giants or the Raiders need? They don't need Matthew Stafford. They need Shador Sanders. It doesn't make the whole thing. It's one of the most bizarre little quarterback contract controversies I can remember because Matthew Stafford fits perfectly with the Rams. He does not fit perfectly with the Giants or the Raiders at all, especially the Raiders. Who is he throwing to in Vegas?
Well, if they bring Cooper Kupp with him, is it a package deal? And Brock Bowers. So I got you two guys. And then draft somebody, I guess, would be the other thing.
A 32-year-old Cooper Kupp and a tight end? That's not exactly exciting me.
Let's get to the Cowboy Quickie. Brian Schottenheimer, new head coach at the podium, Pearl, says that he was asked about the run game and made a joke basically to the media. I got to be careful here because of I ran the ball too much basically and didn't let Russ cook in Seattle. So I have to be a little careful about how I'm talking about the run game. He tried to make a joke, didn't really land. That's okay. Sometimes coaches can be awkward with that kind of stuff. However, I think it's a real question, right? Like, you have Dak Prescott. He's coming off of this lower body injury. It's the second one he's suffered in, you know, the last 4 years. The run game is going to be everything. The run game is going to be very important to what the Cowboys are trying to do. And, you know, can Brian Schottenheimer find that balance, which I think was really challenging for him in the Seattle days?
Wait, why would the Cowboys be heavier on the run? What they're paying their quarterback $60 million, their best player is a wide receiver. Why wouldn't they spread the ball out and make life easier to have Dak throw on first down instead of handing the ball to Zeke?
Well, Zeke it can't be, but I think the Cowboys were very much lacking in the run game, and that's the best way to get the most out of your quarterback, is it not? And I mentioned he's coming off an injury.
Well, they kind of fixed it in the second half of last year. Rico Dowdle was pretty good. I don't know why. I'm not a big Schottenheimer fan. I hate first down, second down, run. Like Bobby Slowick in Houston, who got fired.
Yeah.
He was like this Brian Schottenheimer type and Arthur Smith type. I hate these I'm going to hand the ball off non-creatively guys. That's the problem with Schottenheimer. That's why, you guys saw him with the Jets. Like, that's why people were shocked that Brian Schottenheimer got hired, because he was so uncreative as an offensive coordinator. He was just run. It's boring, and it doesn't seem to work. Like, defenses figure it out.
That's your Cowboy quickie, Brian Schottenheimer.
Dude, I need Dak throwing on first down all the time there. Make life easier on everybody there. Do not put him in 3rd and 8.
I know,
be selectively aggressive.
Who's the draft prospect that you want to go to the Cowboys?
Well, I'd love Jenty. If they get Jenty, then hand it.
You brought it up to Emmitt Smith, and he was just like, why? Why would you put Jenty in a place where he can't succeed?
Or a wide receiver. I just need something. I just need an offensive weapon. Jenty would be great. I take everything off the table. Yeah, but I think Jenty's going to be gone, by the way. He seems to be pretty hot.
Here's Schottenheimer. Let's hear from the head coach of the Cowboys.
I got in trouble for letting Russ cook a little bit back in Seattle. Some people got the joke. Some people didn't. At the end of the day, you have to be able to run the football. You know, I think we've made a commitment that we want to be great on both sides of the line of scrimmage. That's a huge part of it. The way I say it is, when teams know that you're going to run the ball, you have to be able to run the ball and conversely stop the run. But again, depending on how the roster's built and how it's constructed, we want to, be able to feature our guys.
You helped him there with the laugh track. One guy did like a huh. It's like, no, people in Seattle were frustrated with you because you would not let Russ cook. And then Russ had to come in a lot of games and kind of save everybody's bacon in the fourth quarter and run around and do these amazing Russell Wilson things, because the first three quarters look like a slog.
Let's ride.
So, yeah, I don't know about Brian Schottenheimer.
Was he not vindicated, though, a little bit when Russ went to Denver and was terrible and no one else has ever let him cook again?
Well, but he had much younger Russ.
That's
Broncos country, let's ride.
And that's why he made the joke. I think he's like, look at Russell Wilson now.
Oh, you think that was?
Oh, yeah. And he's like, I'm the head coach of the Cowboys, and Russell Wilson looking for a job.
Do you think this was him dunking on Russ?
Yeah. I think, Shoddy's face, he's taking slings and arrows everywhere he's been, but he took a lot of slings and arrows for the Seattle thing, and I think he's looking back being like, Russell Wilson has been pretty much terrible ever since he left me.
I'm
the head coach of the Cowboys.
I know, but it almost feels like he's the head coach of the Cowboys, like, by default, because he was the last, he was just like there.
I mean, it don't matter to him. He's still the Cowboy head coach. I mean, you're right. But at the end of the day, I think this was a little bit of look at me now.
Man, that's funny. If I were him, I don't know if I'd be that, I don't know if I'd have that much confidence. Like, I think the Cowboys were completely caught off guard that Mike McCarthy is not still their head coach.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because they interviewed four people. Two of them satisfied the Rooney rule. One was their former offensive coordinator, and one was their current offensive coordinator. This was not a wide-ranging, process. This is like, oh, shoot, process. Like, we got to get people in here, and we got to hire somebody. It felt very rushed, very caught with your pants down.
It's true, but if Russell Wilson doesn't lose his last five games in a row, like, I don't think he's bringing up the fact that people hated him in Seattle. I think that this was very convenient for him to bring this up, because now you say the let Russ cook thing, ironically, it's like a joke now.
Man, if somehow Brian Schottenheimer is a Steph Curry-esque petty king who's like, who's got keeping receipts on people, now suddenly I'm a little more interested in this guy.
I'm the petty king.
I thought he was going to be pretty vanilla. I did not read it that way. But if we're going to be, what is he going to take aim at Mark Sanchez next?
Mark Sanchez, Thomas Jones, Sean Green. Who else is in Seattle?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even contemplate that. Schottenheimer just like taking out old foes. Wild. All right, M&P. Oh, we got some drama for you. We'll tell you about it next.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.